We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Resh Yudbet in the standard editions, Resh Pei Aleph in the Zeligman edition, and we're up to the footnote. V'agav nevar mashamu chazal. And once we're discussing the topic of taking in guests, let's clarify what our sages taught. Kol ma she'asa Avraham Avinu l'malachim be'atzmo, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu levanav be'atzmo. The Talmud says, Avram takes in the guests, the three angels that look like three Arabs, and Chazal say every action which he did on behalf of the guests, which he personally did, so then God did for his children, he paid back the people of Israel directly. And every action that Avram Avinu did through messenger, so God repaid his children also through a messenger. And then the Talmud spells it out and the Chafetz Chaim will explain. Yes? Say there. Velavakar, sorry. So the Talmud says, it says that when Avram wanted to bring the meat, Velabakar atz Avram, Abraham himself, think about it. How old was he? 99 years old. He was freshly circumcised. Do you guys ever see a guy circumcised here at the Machon when he's 60 or 70? He's talking about old people, they can't move. The older a person is, the more painful it is to have a circumcision. Remember his neighbor, Aner, Mamre, did a circumcision just before Avram. He wanted to be the first on the bandwagon, and he died. That's what the Medrash says. Avram asked him, how do you suppose I'm supposed to do this operation? He said, let me show you. He wanted to be first. So he did it, and he died. Mamre, his neighbor, his friend. So Avram's an old man, and he's bleeding, meaning a circumcision on a baby heals very quickly. There's a small area that has to heal on an adult. Today we stitch it closed, we cauterize it closed, we stitch the veins closed, we do everything to stop the bleeding. Avram Avinu, 3 days later, is still bleeding. The Medrash says as he ran out towards the guests, he started bleeding, his wounds opened up as he's running. Think about it. Avram runs to the cattle, 99-year-old man for a bunch of Arabs he never met before. He's taking them in, so the verse says he ran to the cattle. And corresponding to that, wait a second, do you guys ever have guests? Yeah. You have a roommate who walks into, you have a guy who walks into the Machon and needs a room and they ask you to take him in for a night? Think about it. What do we do for him? what do we do? And we're not in Avraham Avinu's situation. So, corresponding to that mitzvah that Avram did it personally, we'll see in this week's parsha that Hashem personally gathered all the meat for his children. This week's parsha, we'll see, Am Yisrael wanted meat, Hashem brings a meat. It says in the verse, he personally brought them milk and butter, whatever that was. Hashem personally gave us bread. It says he stood there to see if they wanted anything else. It says God stood there to ensure that things worked out with the rock. But when it came time to actually give them water, Avram Avinu says, Yukach namat maim, let me get someone to fetch some water for you guys. So he didn't do it personally. Vikita vatsu. So God tells Moshe, you bring them the water. So you see, it happened through a messenger. So the Chafetz Chaim says, okay, that's what the Talmud says. But at first glance, that's difficult. Just because Avram said, let me get someone to fetch the water. Why does he deserve to have water for his children for 40 years? Am Yisrael gets a miraculous well just because he said, let me get someone to fetch you some water. Think about it. He gave guests a little bit of butter, a little bit of milk. 2 million people in the desert get bread from heaven for 40 years because he got three Arabs a little bit of milk. Why? What's the logic? You look at the other things, all the gifts Hashem gave us, it's His kindness. Doesn't seem to be a real correlation. So why is the Talmud looking to make this connection and say, you see, our great grandfather did it, so God did it for us? Doesn't seem to be a logical connection. Aval be'emet nicha. The Chafetz Chaim says the truth is it does work. Avraham Avinu lo pam achat itne'ekach. This wasn't the only time Avram did this. He did this every time he had guests. This was his whole life. He took in guests like that. as we know, it says in different midrashim, he opened an inn for anyone who wanted to come in. This is where we'll pick up Be'ezrat Hashem next time.